Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I'll be speaking with two couples who are exploring the RV and work camping lifestyle. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. My first guests today are Ronnie and Marcy Stacy, who are from Dayton, Ohio. They've been weekend warriors for quite a while, but plan to embrace full-time RVing this spring. Ronnie is a garage door installer, and Marcy oversees the transcription staff at a children's hospital. They attended the 2019 Work Camper Rendezvous last October to gather more information to develop a three-year plan for hitting the road. One of their primary concerns was getting health insurance, and they share what they discovered at the event. Although they will have pensions to help support their lifestyle, they're also exploring ideas for starting a mobile business. For example, Ronnie is contemplating setting up a clinic for youth sports coaches around the country. To hear more about their plan for full-time RVing, please welcome Ronnie and Marcy Stacy to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Ronnie and Marcy. I really appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
My name is Ron Stacy. I'm married to my wife, Marcy. We are from Dayton, Ohio.
Very good. And you've been RVing for a while?
We're weekend warriors for the most part, and we want to become full-time work camping people.
Okay. What kind of RV do you have now?
We have a 2020 Flagstaff travel trailer.
Okay. So will you be upgrading that when you go full-time?
No, we just bought it in May for the rest of our life.
Very good. So 2020 Flagstaff in 2020 is, but you're not going to start RVing full-time in 2020, right?
No, our goal is to go full-time in 2022.
2022. Super. What do you do now?
I'm a installer. Okay. I install garage doors. And that's just what I do.
That's just the, okay. And what about you, Marcy?
I work at a children's hospital. I oversee a transcription staff and work with the medical record to ensure its integrity.
Okay. Very good. That should sounds like jobs that you would like to retire from.
Yes.
And embrace this. So you came to Heber Springs, Arkansas for the annual Work Camper Rendezvous, which is an annual training offered by Work Camper News to kind of prepare people like yourself who are in the planning process. And your plan is 3 years. Is that what I understand?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So have you, through all of the seminars and workshops and the interaction with the people who've been doing this for a while, do you have a three-year plan down yet, or are you still gathering more information?
We're still gathering information, but this Work Camper Rendezvous is inspiring and has answered a lot of questions that we've had so far.
Mm-hmm. What kind of questions did you get answered?
So one of our main questions was related to health insurance.
Okay.
Because of our age, we're young, and so we don't qualify for Medicare. And if we leave our jobs and we work camp, we won't have any opportunity for health insurance. And so that was a huge
sticking point in any decision to go on the road, for sure.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And they did just roll out a new program to provide health insurance for RVers.
They did.
I kind of like it because it lets you pick your own doctor.
Yes.
And anywhere you are, pretty much nationwide. So that's, how unusual is that?
Very, very unusual.
We've done a lot of research and haven't really found anything until we sat through the healthcare seminar
today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, oh my gosh.
Super. What other questions have you had in the back of your mind coming into this?
Being able to work camp and take care of all of our
expenses, just being able to financially support ourselves with the work camper's income, but also a way to supplement that income as well.
Okay. When you retire, you will not have a pension because you'll be 55, right?
Yes.
That's
so
correct.
You'll still have to bring in some money before you can tap those 401ks and
yes,
things
sir.
Like
yes,
that.
Sir.
Okay.
Yes.
So we don't want to be out there destitute in our RVs. We want to be enjoying the lifestyle.
Right.
What kinds of things did you find out? How were you inspired to do this?
Well, they have a Start Your Business program with, what was his name, Howard?
Howard Partridge?
Howard Partridge.
With the Ziegler Incorporated.
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
the small business RVer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still kind of nervous because we're not sure exactly what business we want to start and how we're going to go that way. But there's a lot of help through Tom and Howard and Steve and the Work Camper News Association. So
I liked how they did a presentation on Tuesday where they listed, it had to have been almost 24 different types of businesses that were ideally suited for mobile lifestyle.
Yes.
And so there's plenty of opportunity out there. And Ronnie, you said you were a coach. Is that right?
I was a high school football coach.
High school football. You got a winning season?
I'm proud to say one of the schools I coached at was over a 6-year period, they were 2-58.
2-58?
Yes, they only won 2 games in 6 years.
Yikes.
And we turned that program around.
Oh, wow.
Our second to the last season that I coached there for 3 years. We went 8-2 and took the team to the playoffs for the first time in school history.
How exciting.
It was amazing how we took a team of that caliber, or should I say lack of caliber, and taking them all the way to that. It just exhilarating. It proved to me that I can coach, and it was just great.
Well, they've been announced a number of coaching opportunities for people who wanted to be in business, to go into business for themselves. They're looking for coaches there. And they also mentioned the things you've done in your life that other people want to do. So, you know, you turn around a football program, you could put on coaches clinics throughout the country if you wanted to.
That too.
So there are lots of opportunities, right?
Right, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And I know, Marcy, you indicated that you're not really interested in continuing to do medical transcriptioning when you are in your RV, but that is one of the top jobs that I hear people are embracing.
It's certainly an opportunity that I could take advantage of because I have the experience to do that. I did it for over 20 years. I worked independently as a contractor. I've also worked for other employers.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that I could certainly look into, although I am looking to do something a little bit different as I start to work camp.
Is that something that where people download like a file from a central computer and then type up the transcription and then upload it back to the clinic? Is that how that's working?
Yes, I would download the audio file, listen to it through a set of headphones, type up what is being said, format it into whatever format the client wants it in, and then I would just upload it back to them and then they would pay me for that, yes.
My hat's off to you for coming up with the ability to discern and type out all of those complicated medical terms. So
sometimes it's easier to understand what they say than it is to read what they write, although sometimes they do speak quite quickly. So
sure. So in your 3-year plan, you've got your RV now and all that kind of stuff. Do you plan like selling your sticks and bricks house?
Yes.
Okay. So you're pretty confident that this is what you're going to be doing. Where are you going to go first? Have you given that any thought?
No, not really.
Not yet. I mean, now that we have come here to the rendezvous, we understand that we do have to plan not just what we're going to do in the next 6 months, but maybe what we're going to do in the next 18 to 24 months. And so we do need to plan that far in advance. So we haven't really had a chance to think about it seriously where we think we want our first place to be. So
are there any places on your bucket list that you want to go?
I haven't really seen much of the country myself. I know Ron has traveled quite a bit with his family when he was younger. So there are I'm open to just about anything. I know there's a lot to see in this country, so I'm willing to go anywhere.
Go anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
What about you, Ronnie? Is there a place that's really calling your name?
Well, no, not in particular, but we do know that in the wintertime in Ohio, it gets cold and the temperature changes.
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
No.
No.
So basically, we want to go somewhere warm.
Yes.
Where that is, I don't know, but
right.
Just warm.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got Arizona, you got New Mexico, southern New Mexico and southern Arizona and Texas and all kinds of options for you.
Yes.
And they're looking for work campers because they are in, they got a whole bunch of folks coming down there. They, like they say, when the leaves turn color up in the Midwest, that's when the geezers take flight and they head south, right?
Yes. Yes. So, yes, we just want to head someplace warm. Our plan is to come back to Ohio for the summer, but our goal is to work camp over the winter season,
mm-hmm.
which is a little bit out of the ordinary. I think most people work camp over the summer season. So, you know, we hope that, you know, we can head out west and someplace where it's warm.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And anything else you're having to resolve before you think you'll be ready to go?
Just basically getting all of our finances in order and making sure that we have all of our ducks in a row, our health insurance and selling our house and everything that's in it,
mm-hmm.
Which our family looks at us like we're crazy. We've heard that several times this week. So just trying to get our family on board and supporting us and what we want to do.
And the kids all live in Ohio?
No, my son lives in Kentucky
okay.
with his mom, but the other two, they live in Ohio.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Super. So having an RV will allow you to go visit everybody.
That's right.
Yep.
And not be a burden.
That's
so
right.
You can
yes.
show up and just say, hi, mom and dad are here for a week. But the good news is we're staying at the campground outside of town and we're coming out to take you out for dinner every night.
There yeah. you go.
Right. Or cooking you dinner or whatever
right.
the case might be.
Or they can take us out to dinner.
That's
yes.
Right.
Were any of the courses, did any of them really stand out for you this week?
I think the main one was the health insurance program. Mm-hmm. That was just.
Most definitely the health insurance. We're also going to be attending the budgeting workshop. And so
oh, yes, with the chicories.
With the chicories.
Okay.
And so they are also going to give some hints on becoming debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that as well to see what we can do to
That does
possibly,
open up options
yes.
for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're able to get to that point, hopefully we can move our date up a little bit so we're not
yes.
on a 3-year plan, but maybe a 2-year plan.
There you
so,
go.
Yes.
That's right. If you're not worried about a pension income, then you could be on a 2-year plan. So
Correct.
That'd be nice. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
So would you have any advice to people interested in learning more about the work camper lifestyle?
I would think in general, the work camper news rendezvous, it really shed a lot of light on the things we want are interested in learning about. It kind of gives you that boost to, oh, wait a minute, I didn't think of it like that. Oh, wow, okay. It's just things you don't think about that are not available outside of the work camping news, you know,
mm-hmm.
process stuff. So, yeah, I would recommend they come to the rendezvous.
It's really a way for people to get a springboard into the lifestyle
yes.
because you can sit at your computer and Google everything that you think you need to know. And you don't know if you can trust these online sources because there are so many blogs out there and people who've done it and maybe they did it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And they're promoting that as the RV lifestyle didn't work for them. Well, duh, you did it the wrong way.
Right.
And so learning from these experts and the people who have been there, done that and have success in doing it, there's got to be a way to help you folks.
Most definitely.
Planning. Anything stand out for you, Marcy?
I think probably the biggest thing has been, it's been a huge eye-opener to realize that this is not, I think Steve probably said it the best, it's a simple process, but it's not going to be easy. And so there are a lot of steps that you have to take to make sure that you have everything that you need before you embark on this journey. so that you can be successful at it and not fail.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big fear, is to sell everything and just set out on the road and then have it not work out and not really have anything to come home to. So this has been a huge eye-opener, to me at least, to make me realize all of the things that we need to do before we embark on this.
Well, in that, and, you know, I've talked to Dana and Shannon and all them.
The Work Camper News staff?
Yes, mm-hmm. The Work Camper News staff. And you have, because we just became members, actually, a couple hours ago,
right,
of Work Camper News.
And they told you to do a podcast. The first thing they told you to do is go do a podcast.
Yeah. But you have all the resources there. So if you have any questions, you can call up Work Camper News, and they're like, they can direct you to the person who can answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tool that you need.
Yeah, I think you absolutely need that for sure. And the staff's been great.
Yes.
So far, they've been very helpful.
As much trouble as I've given them, they've been great.
And you also meet a bunch of people who've been out there doing it. So
yes,
it's a great way to form some friendships.
Yes.
And are you camping here? Are you
yes.
staying? You are.
We
so
are.
Have you been participating in any of the open houses that they've got at the campgrounds?
No.
So we didn't do the one last night, but the one tonight actually is at our campground.
Okay.
We did not choose to open our camper for people to come through, only because ours really just still looks like an RV because
okay.
we don't technically live in it. We,
right.
you know, and so it would be nice to maybe go into some of the other ones just to see how they live. We didn't go to the one last night, but.
Oh, yeah. These full-time RVers who have modified their campground or their campers to accommodate their lifestyle and their unique needs and desires. It's fun to see how people have turned an RV into a literal home.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It really is neat.
Yes.
Right.
And what they have inside and what is necessary to take with you when you do the full-time RVing. You know, we're
That's
still in
learning.
The beginning stages of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Right. So they can say, you can go in there and say, look at that. They transformed that cabinet that we really don't use into something that is very usable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about your experience. And we wish you the best of luck as you embark on your 3-year, hopefully 2-year plan.
Yes. Thank
yes.
you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Greg.
I was pleased to hear that Ronnie and Marcy Stacy got so much out of attending Work Camper Rendezvous last year. I know the courses on finding health insurance were of particular importance, but the budgeting classes also helped them ensure that they'd have enough money to support their lifestyle. One thing they enjoyed about the event was the ability to participate in an open house with the campground they were staying. Those are opportunities to tour the RVs of people who are already full-timing to see how they organize their living space and to view any modifications they made to their units. They already have their RV, and after rendezvous, Ronnie and Marcy have a plan. They're just counting down until they're both semi-retired so they can hit the road. I wish them the very best of luck as they prepare to launch within a few weeks, if everything works according to plan. My next guests are Olin and Jeanette Criswell, who are from Peoria, Illinois. Olin is a night dispatcher for a transportation company. He, too, is going to retire in 2020. However, neither of them want to spend retirement sitting in a rocking chair in the front porch. They're highly motivated to travel and plan to start by touring the southwestern states of Arizona and New Mexico. They appreciated Work Camper Rendezvous for the opportunity to meet people who have been full-time RVing and to learn how to set up their RVs for the types of jobs they want. They appreciated Work Camper Rendezvous for the opportunity to meet people who have been full-time RVing. They also learned how to set up their RVs and what types of jobs they could find as work campers. Olin and Jeanette actually want to visit all four corners of the United States, but are really looking forward to touring the states west of the Mississippi. Olin is intrigued by the idea of becoming an RV service technician to help his neighbors at campgrounds. He also wants to explore the possibility of becoming a certified RV inspector. They really appreciated sitting in on the session with Mark Kohler, who is both an attorney and a certified public accountant. They shared some of the information that they picked up in Mark's seminar. To learn more about their experience at Work Camper Rendezvous, please welcome Olin and Jeanette Criswell. Thanks for joining us today, Olin and Jeanette. I really appreciate it. Tell us about who you are and where you're from.
I'm Jeanette, and we're from Peoria, Illinois.
Very good. Peoria, which is south of Chicago. People think of Illinois as being Chicago, but there's a big state around Chicago, right?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, super. And what do you folks do down there?
I'm an at-home wife.
I am a night dispatcher in a transportation company. Used to work in communications, but...
So you're not yet retired?
I am not retired. I have about a year left till I get that check from Uncle Sam.
Okay. Very good. And so you are at the Work Camper Rendezvous in Heber Springs, Arkansas, to learn about the RVing lifestyle and about work camping, but you're not actively doing that yet. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Super. And so what attracts you to the RV lifestyle?
Well, I started looking into this because I don't want to be one of those people, when he does retire, we're just sitting on a front porch in a rocking chair waiting to pass away. I want to enjoy life.
I want
to experience life.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I mean, we have spent some time traveling, and we actually have spent a fair amount of time overseas traveling because of a previous job. I'm excited about traveling and seeing more places in the U.S. Than we have in our past. So retiring and going on the road is excellent, but I have to stay very active. So I was concerned about, what am I going to do? Am I going to sit on that rocking chair in the RV?
That's a very valid concern, because there have been a lot of studies that have shown that people who have retired at 65 are usually dead by 67 if they don't have some purpose or something that's really motivating them to get up in the morning. And so for you, it's travel?
It's travel, and as I said, I still have to be very active. I mean, I'm not, at this point in time, I don't think I want to spend, you know, a week here, a week there. I'm thinking I want to go to an area. Economics dictate that we'll set an area a month or so. So what do I do while I'm sitting there?
That's right, exactly. So you're coming here to find out what kind of options are available. First thing you need to do, though, is buy an RV. Are you looking at this point?
We have been looking at various RVs, and here at Rendezvous, we've been able to go in and actually see people's homes, the RVs, and how they actually live in them, instead of just going to a show and just seeing them as new vehicles. We're actually being able to see how people live and operate in their RVs.
Right. That's a key benefit of coming to Rendezvous, is the open houses that they have at the two RV parks, the bigger RV parks that are around Heber Springs. And it allows people to walk through homes that others open up. It's not a requirement. They can just open up the house. People can walk in there and see the modifications that they've done, the equipment that they're using, and things like that, to get a better idea of what it will take for them to make their house or their RV a home.
Right, and everybody is so different in their lifestyle and how they place things. And it's been very eye-opening for us.
Sure.
And for me, again, very technical, very hands-on. We've actually experienced brand new trailers on these individual home visits, and some units that are 20 years old that honestly look brand new, well built in their day, and they've been well maintained. So it's like, that's eye opening.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You had mentioned travel. Where in America would you really like to go? You have any places on the bucket list?
I would love to go to the Southwest and spend some quality time there.
Southwest. So Arizona?
Arizona, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
California.
Okay.
We grew up, both of us, central. We grew up in Missouri. We've had the opportunity in our life to live 20 plus years, basically raise our family in the Carolinas. I love the Carolinas. We have experienced the Southeast, so I agree. And we want to do the Southwest, the Northwest, more west of the Mississippi.
Okay. Spending a lot of time up there. That's a beautiful part of the country. Nice and warm in the winter, and then you go up to the Pacific Northwest and Washington and Oregon. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Idaho, Montana, that type of thing.
Yeah. That would be our dream.
Super. But how are you going to support yourself on the road? You will have some pension income and, like you had mentioned, Social Security.
Correct.
Are you planning to work or run a business?
That was a big question when we came. I mean, I do not see myself setting when we retire. I mean, we're going to move, and you know that will be activity with the process of breaking down, moving, getting there. But again, as I mentioned earlier, I foresee us staying in a location for a significant period of time. I was very curious about what I was going to do. It was a major question mark for me. Rendezvous was the aha moment for me. Terry Cooper and his little red schoolhouse turned the light on for me.
Is that right? What was it about it?
I'm very hands-on, and we have had the opportunity to work in an industry that was somewhat related to work camping. We worked seasonally in Alaska for cruise lines. But at that, I was just performing a job. I was a motor coach driver, and I loved it, and active in tourism. But I'm a very hands-on person, so that aha moment was, this is something that I can do, something I like, and can see that it will get me up in the morning to have somebody call and say, hey, I have a problem with my generator, I have a problem with my sewer, whatever. I'm very hands-on. I do a lot of maintenance. And then on top of that is the inspector. We've had several houses purchased. The last house we purchased, the house inspector, we thought did a good job. After he left, the next day I went back and found many things that just, why did he miss that? Why is that not in my report? So I'm also excited about the becoming an RV inspector.
Mm-hmm. And so both of those are portable businesses that you can take anywhere and do anywhere. And so that's what you're looking to do, is to become, take the training to become an RV inspector and a technician, so that you can fix, you know, about 80% of the problems that you have with your RV, or that anybody has with their RV. So you might be able to make a few extra dollars helping people replace their water pump or whatever the case might be.
Absolutely. We also had the opportunity to have a small business. It was a craft style business. So as business owners, you know, it was all right. But Mark Kohler, another aha moment. It's like, oh, well, that's how we really need to set it up and make this a business. Another, like I said, aha moment. Great information.
Mark Kohler is a CPA and a lawyer, and he spoke at the Rendezvous telling people how to open up a business and how they can kind of manage their money to save a little bit on taxes.
Very entertaining, a very easy to listen to and understand individual. It was not dry and boring. It was like, this man is excited. He excited me and gave me some great information that made me think, this is where we went wrong the first time. We need to follow his program.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's the same. You feel the same way?
Absolutely. He was very informative.
Okay. So you guys are working on opening a business of your own that you can run from your RV.
Yes.
So you're familiar with work camping from working for the cruise lines for 7 years, but you didn't have an RV. So you've done the jobs that many work campers do. So you're familiar with that kind of lifestyle, right?
Yes, we are.
And I'd like to add to that. Along with that work, we also have had multiple family members that were full-time RVers. So we have the experience through them. I mean, my brother was a full-time RVer. My wife's uncle was a full-time RVer. Well, both of our uncles actually were full-time RVers. And doing the work camper side of it and running parks, mm-hmm. state parks.
Okay. So you're familiar with it from the family standpoint?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, super. When do you plan to head out? You retire in a year? Is that what you said?
We retire at the end of next year. We are in the, as Mark says, startup mode. We're keeping our receipts. We are actively figuring out how to make this work. We are going home, prepping our house, and putting it on the market.
Okay, that's serious.
Absolutely.
That's a big step.
Mm-hmm. We are ready. Was a little hesitant myself to do that, to get away from brick and mortars. But after this week, no questions.
And the fact that you live in Illinois and property taxes are a bit higher than most other states, that might motivate you a bit, huh?
It does. It does hurt to drive into our state and cross the lines and have to stick our hands up. You know, it is highway robbery every time we cross the state line.
That's funny. So you hope to start out in 2020 is when you're planning to do the retire.
We are hoping to purchase in 2020 and maybe 2021 to actually hit the road, because you know, there's family and there's other. It's dynamic how much it changes your bricks and stick lifestyle and mindset. So we have to. We've made the move. We've done our own business. We've traveled and everything. This move, we feel very comfortable with. This is going to be our lifestyle for many years, and we don't want to change it. So we want to make sure we put all the pieces together right when we hit the road.
Well, did Rendezvous help in that regard by giving you a plan?
Yes, it did. It gave us step-by-step.
Mm-hmm. Step-by-step things to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you have children?
We do. We have 3 children and 4 grandchildren. 5. Sorry.
5 grandchildren.
We have 1 that's 6 months old. I have to redo my thinking. So, and our children are like many, many people in this day and age are spread out all over the U.S. Unfortunately, for the RV lifestyle, one of our children, our oldest, is overseas, and she actually works for the government and probably will, if she can work it out, retire overseas. Okay. Can't really get the RV across the water very easy.
It's hard. What part of overseas?
She's in the Middle East.
In the Middle East. They don't even have an RV industry over there, I don't think.
No, they don't.
But she's hoping to get back to Europe.
Okay.
And so.
But the rest of the kids who are scattered around the country, having an RV will make it more possible, easier for you to go out and visit them.
Yes, and the grandbabies, of course.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, all those locations have RVers that need repairs and need inspections. So, we're not going to visit our children. We're going to the area where they're at to do some work.
That's right. And I like being able to stay in one area for a long time because it just lets you come to understand and get to know that area.
Absolutely.
And experience everything it has to offer.
Yes, so every area of our country has beautiful, beautiful places to see, and we want to see them all.
Mm-hmm. So would you recommend Rendezvous to other people?
Oh, absolutely. And I would recommend that they come with an open, if they are in any way, shape, or any form thinking about it, come with an open mind. I mean, don't come in with, I'm not really sure. No, come in, how will Rendezvous turn the light on for me and guide me step by step?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. I wish you the best of luck as you begin your planning and eventually in the next year or so, head out and enjoy this lifestyle.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Olin and Jeanette Criswell are ideal candidates for the Work Camping Rendezvous because they wanted to explore the RV lifestyle, had some questions, and needed a little direction. They discovered that they could make money working part-time jobs wherever they go, or pursue owning an RV-based business as a technician or inspector. They have spent several summers working in Alaska to support the cruise industry, but now they want to get behind the wheel of their own land cruiser and discover America. Whatever questions Olin and Jeanette may have had were fully answered at the Work Camper Rendezvous, including trying to decide whether they should sell their home and live full-time in their own RV. Once they hit the road, I know Olin and Jeanette will have a blast pursuing their travel dreams. If you're exploring the RV lifestyle and trying to decide if this would be a good move for you, then plan to attend the 2020 Work Camper Rendezvous, October 19th to 23rd in Heber Springs, Arkansas. More information will be posted soon at www.workcamperevent.com. Work Camper News is a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode was sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. We've got a few more interviews planned with current and prospective RVers for next week. Until then, keep dreaming, and we'll see you next time on The Work Camper Show.